Oh, what a very good morning, Hills. It's a little nippy outside this morning, but we're ready to go. We're getting towards that finals footy. It's got that sniff about it, hasn't it?
Oh, it's exciting. Unbelievable. There's nine games left in the AFL, and all of them can affect the eight.
Well, there's nine games that can affect the AFL. Yeah, that's right. And then there's nine finals games. It's going to be great. Can I give you the scenario?
Good morning, Paddy.
Good morning, Hills.
We've hardly talked. You're that excited this morning.
What about Friday night? Can I lapse into cliche territory straight away?
What's that?
We've got a blockbuster Friday night.
This Friday.
So we always knew it was, but now with the events of the weekend, both the Lions and the Bronx winning. So we've got Bronx v Storm, Lions v Demons, just across the river from each other.
I think we can win both of those, but it will be a surprise. Lovely. It'll be a surprise for us to win both. The Storm were excellent and really sharp last weekend, so the Bronx have got their hands full there, but they're capable. And then the Demons, we can beat the Demons, can't we? We've got to find a way of doing it at our fortress.
Yeah. So can I go to the Fox? Fox Sports do all the work for us here.
You're asking me a lot this morning.
Yeah, well, they're predicting.
Of course you can go to it, mate.
They've been predicting for a little while that the Lions are going to finish sixth and host a KO with the Tigers.
But
the winner of this match finishes top four, and the loser will host the eliminator. So I'll just bore you for a second here. The Brisbane team win, finish second if the Swans lose to St Kilda, or if they pass Sydney on percentage. Lose, can still finish top four if the Swans get smashed by St Kilda. Frio loses to GWS, and the Pies lose to Carlton. Fifth if one of them lose. Sixth if none of them lose. Do you understand that?
Yeah. Yeah, got that, mate. So 6-7 is the most popular tip at the Gabba, that eliminator. What about that for a little run? You got the Demons this week, then Richmond the week after, then you go into a qualifying final. Man, that's hard before you hit the semi and final.
I know, and then of course you've got the Bronx and Storm they've got a few matches left, obviously. But there's so much hanging on just about every win, isn't there?
And loss. I tell you what, have we had the Dagwood dog eating competition before?
No, I saw
How
that.
Good is that?
I saw that with a lot of jealousy last night.
What about the photo on the paper this morning of the girl? I think her name's Mimi Zhang.
Who?
Look at her. How's she a Dagwood dog eater? She is hammering it, but doesn't look anything like what you'd think would be in that competition. 20 dogs in 5 minutes 46. Was it a 20-dog race?
I think so, yeah. You had your plate loaded up with 20 dogs and you had the option of using the tomato sauce or no tomato sauce.
And did the guy
that won it was very impressive.
Well, he's a champion. He's a professional. Did they dip it in water? I saw it on the news. I didn't know whether they were dipping it or not.
Well, they were dipping it in the sauce.
Just sauce, yeah. not water.
I wonder if there's a future for me there.
Well, you got to have a go.
Yeah, I didn't know the competition was on. I wasn't invited.
I like that. That's very American, and we're on with it, mate.
Hey, coming up on the show today, we've got Gary Freeman to look at a huge weekend of league. Titans, we've got to give them a wrap. Finally break a 10-match losing streak.
Brought my Spitwater prediction to life.
With no Tino.
Yeah, that was great, wasn't it?
Yeah, and Tino missed the match for the birth of his baby.
And we saw something we haven't seen for 2 years, a year and a half. Justin Holbrook was laughing in the press conference. He was having a good chuckle. Oh, righto, boys, you ready to go? Yep, him and AJ were sitting there ready to answer.
All right, so the Wiz is back with us today to review the weekend's NRL round. Jockey Jim Byrne started like a train, won the first three races at the weekend, just went bang, bang, bang. You were down punting with all your mates
at
an unknown location on the Gold Coast. They're all filthy with you that you've mentioned on air the other day.
About half of them are filthy with me. Bloody tourist. They don't like, and they had locals in there. Stop talking about it. So, yeah, no, we had a fantastic weekend and on the Gold Coast and got around Burley. I had the cardboard cut off, confiscated from me. You know, BJ Lester, Barry Lester. I don't know whether he's Jay or not. Barry Lester is the bowls manager for the Burley Bowls Club, and he's a silver medalist at Birmingham in the trebles, whatever they're called. So we get in there after dinner. So the day's been reasonably long. And there's the cardboard cutout. I was showing my mates, here it is, look at this. And I just picked him up and I had my hand I had my head in his arm and about to get a photo, and the receptionist came and confiscated him. She was really worried about me. So I think some what are they called, hooligans, have wrecked a couple of cardboard cutouts.
Oh, no.
And she was quite worried, and I couldn't get my photo with BJ. So, yeah, it was a great day. And in the in that time, I thought a lot about Greeny, Paul Green. You know, the fun we were having with four blokes, one of them had his wife at times for dinner and the bowls club. You know, when you are enjoying something like we were, admit to it on the spot in your mind, this is fun.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we've got to make sure that we stay right on top of those things.
I had the pleasure and the privilege of helping host the Valleys Cricket Club, 125th anniversary in the city on
Righto.
Saturday night. Who there? I got I was so lucky I had a chance to interview AB and Kepler Vessels.
Yes.
Got them together.
Talk about World Series.
And we mentioned World Series. Yeah, yeah. They went to the difficult spots. They also talked about when Kepler decided to go to South Africa and AB wasn't happy and, you know, made a statement as such and came back to his hotel room to find a little note from Kepler under the door saying, if you want to say something about me, say it face to face.
I'll punch you in
the face. And I did say to AB, I said, you were fully aware of Kepler's love and excitement about the combat sports. He said, I was. And he said, I still went for the meeting, but he said, I did have an exit strategy.
What was it, out the window?
Well, I'm not sure. He never elaborated on it. But look, a couple of great mates that had a little, you know, speed bump in a friendship that's lasted the best part of 40 years. But it was great to talk to him. You know, there was one that I must admit, Crash tipped me into. He said, ask him about when he practiced at Valleys throwing gravel on the pitch.
Right.
Just to make it harder for so the ball would deviate in strange ways.
Did it in Marnus.
Yeah.
Remember Marnus had the rubber mat recently?
Yeah, that's right.
Mousetraps all over.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the other one was, AB said, I said, well, how many games did you actually play for Valleys? He said, obviously not a lot. He said, because, you know, we had hectic international and states, you know, with the Bulls. But he said, when I went back there, and he said, I would normally bat number three, and he said, I'd have a look as, you know, what was happening up top. He said, there was Wessels. And Errol Harris.
Yeah, EJ. Yep.
So he said, I never used to get a bat. He said, because Kepler batted in a club game exactly the same way as he batted in a test match. He said he came out with this just single focus mindset to be there as long as possible. And Kepler had some great stories about how he sledged the fast bowlers who were, you know, probably, he'd just come off facing the West Indies at 150 Ks plus, and he was getting the first grade fast bowlers that probably not quite at that speed, but were very keen to give it to the test opener. So they had some great stories.
See, current administrators in cricket or high performance departments don't understand that Kepler had that focus to practice what he was going to need in Saturday's match Friday's match for Queensland. You know, now they sort of just undervalue that sort of focus in club cricket way too often.
Yeah. Anyway, it was great. And then Usman spoke a little later on. With Jess Johnson, who had her gold medal there from Birmingham. That was pretty exciting. The fans love that.
They're pretty good medals.
Yeah, they look beautiful. Yeah.
I heard Zach Stubbley Cook on radio this weekend, yeah.
Usman was fantastic.
Was he?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Jess was great as well, but Usman has got a wicked sense of humour and had some wonderful stories to tell.
He's really opened up.
Yeah, he was one of the stars of the show. There's no doubt about that.
Well, I had the 75th anniversary dinner of Indian independence.
Oh, that's right.
On Friday night, too. We were all over town, weren't we? And the High Commissioner got up and gloated about India's performance at the Gabba last time they were here. It was at the Gabba. There's the wicket out there.
It's our
favourite wicket now, India's favourite wicket, when they chased down 324 in the last day and beat us.
Mm.
And, you know, I commended India. I thought that was great. I congratulated Australia for doing that on purpose. And kick-starting their 75th year of independence very well, even though a little prematurely. But I wasn't really there to talk cricket. I said, I'm more a hockey person now. And if we cast our mind to the final of the gold medal Commonwealth Games clash.
7-0.
he loved it. He was good banter.
Suffice to say, Heels, we've been rubbing shoulders with the who's who over the weekend. And wherever we went, the name Paul Green wasn't far away.
Yeah.
It was, everyone is just feeling so, just so sad about this. So What they have announced overnight is the arrangements for Paul's funeral. It will be a private funeral on Tuesday, August 30, but there will be a public memorial, which I would imagine will be just huge. And that is also Tuesday, August 30 at Cougar Eye Oval. So we'll go there. Hey, we'll talk a lot more about it today because there's so much league focus throughout the morning here on SENQ. So from 8 o'clock, Cam Smith, Matty Johns, Greg Alexander and Andrew Voss cover all your rugby league. But with Benny Davis from 9 o'clock heels, Corey Parker joins him as usual, but very, very special guest, and he's now joining the SEN family, Mel Meninga.
Yeah.
Kangaroos coach.
Unreal.
Yeah.
And, so, oh, what a, turbulent lead-up to his Australian World Cup.
Mm.
Oh, he's got to find out who's available.
That's exactly right.
And how to slot them all in.
Oh, he'd be across all that. He'll know the intention of these players who want to play for the Island Nations, et cetera.
So he might be able to just let our SEN listeners in on what the Kangaroos are going to look like.
Is he going to pick Suwali? What's going to happen there? But, yeah, from 11, we welcome Mel Meninga to the SEN family. He's on Benny Davis' show this morning, along with Corey. So much league to discuss. There's so much more to discuss. What about the Lions? There's been a drama at the St. Jude Classic with Cameron Smith. He's been penalised a couple of shots, so he's off the pace, probably out of contention now. We'll keep you up to date with that. Adam Scott got it to minus 12, finished with a bogey at 18 to minus 11. He's well up there, though, so you can expect him into the second week at the BMW as well. But a few dramas. We'll keep
dramas?
You up to date. What's happening there?
Yeah. I wasn't quite listening to your first bit of that comment, Paddy, because I've just had a text from the boss saying that Barry Lester's our SEN commentator. So he'll be able to have a laugh at me, and we might get a cardboard cutout for the merch corner.
Well, you should have your own cardboard cutout.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'll get it off that receptionist. Now, but did you talk about the Scotty Scheffler walking across Cameron Smith there?
No.
Yeah, you know, on Friday, whatever. Cameron Smith's crouching down, lining up a putt. Lining up a putt, and Scheffler is unhappy, picks his ball out of the hole, and he's upset. You know, he's out of his head, he reckons. And he just walks straight in front of Cameron Smith, who's lining up his putt down on, and Cameron Smith looks up as, yeah, yeah, for real, mate? So, and there's real conjecture and controversy over the weekend, whether it was on purpose, even though it was denied by Scheffler. It's never been done before or rarely done. Why was it done the day or two after he's reported to be not being on the tour in the future?
Well, he's copping it. Some of the fans have been supportive. Others have been calling him a sellout.
I'm hoping he'll say, what would you do, champ?
Yeah.
$140 million. Mm. How am I not going to jump at that?
Brighton Homes open line, 13 13 55 of the Becker Watt Lawyers text line. Lots to talk about today. We'll get through it. We've got plenty from the coaches as well. We'll play that as the morning goes on. Becker Watt Lawyers text line, 0467 736 736. We would love to hear from you this morning.